This is KCRW. For years, the city of Fresno has seemed to wrestle with an inferiority complex. Overshadowed by the glamour and tradition of San Francisco, the glitz of Los Angeles, and the political clout of Sacramento, Fresno is the gateway to Sequoia and Kings Canyon. It's probably best known, though, as a working-class city and agricultural center. But in this edition of Zocalo's Connecting California, columnist Joe Matthews told KCRW's Cherry Glaser that Fresno may finally have found a source of pride that everyone can rally around. Tacos.
Yes, tacos. Fresno has found itself. It's found a narrative for itself in the taco.
Why tacos? Why not, you know, burritos, tamales, hamburgers? I don't know what.
Part of it is tradition. It is a place where there have always been, at least as long as I've been going there, and that's a good part of my life. You know, there are taco stands, pop-up stands, trucks in every corner. Some of them have history as sort of the lonchero trucks that serve farm workers. You know, they are as ubiquitous as gas stations in Los Angeles. They're hard to miss. What's sort of new in the last few years is the city of Fresno, which is huge. I mean, it's really growing. You know, it's the city itself has 520,000 people.
Wow.
That's the, you know, the fifth largest in the state.
Mm-hmm.
The metropolitan area is also fifth largest, 1.1 million people and growing. So it's becoming a place that the state needs to succeed with that kind of weight. But it's never had a sort of shared positive narrative. The narrative is mostly about its poverty. It's one of the poorest metropolitan areas still in the country. But people are just losing their minds crazy about Fresno. And it's the whole town, not segments of it.
So you say they're crazy losing their mind about tacos. This is not just you showing up as a taco aficionado. This is sort of a narrative that's emerging from this community?
Yeah, I'm not a taco aficionado. I mean, it seems to be the one thing that gets people in Fresno talking positively about Fresno.
And I take it this is something that, you know, sort of reaches across all economic, ethnic, racial bounds. It's something that's very affordable. You know, you don't have to be blowing your expense account to go out for a night of tacos. So it's something that everybody can kind of take part in.
That's right. I mean, there's a sort of a historic divide, at least in the Fresno imagination, of Shaw Avenue, which is a east-west thoroughfare kind of at the bottom of Fresno State's campus. And the notion was that the wealthier people, whiter people, live north of Shaw and didn't necessarily want to go downtown. I've experienced that putting on events in Fresno where people didn't want to go south of Shaw. But that has changed. And part of the dynamic is that everyone's excited about tacos, and 90% of the taquerias are south of Shaw. So it's really brought the city together. The other thing that's happening is you're seeing the revival, slowly but surely, of the downtown.
This kind of reminds me of the first time I went to a Dodgers game at Dodger Stadium many years ago, and I was so blown away to see sort of, you know, these downtown lawyers and bankers sitting next to these SC kids, sitting next to these sort of retired couples, and some folks sort of from East LA. This idea that people can rally around some kind of a common theme, a common goal, a common bond.
That's right. And actually, sports is part of the story. While it's the folks owning these taco stands who are doing the work and sort of bring it together, they've gotten a big nudge from a sports journalist up there and a marketing executive for the Fresno Grizzlies, which is the AAA baseball team. The sort of galvanizing force have been these taco truck throwdowns, sort of competitions that have been held at the Grizzly Stadium. The Fresno Grizzlies are actually going to play every Tuesday this year as the Fresno Tacos, and the and each different Taco Tuesday will be built around the story of one Fresno taco truck. So tacos are sort of a gateway food, I think, to a larger conversation that Fresno is going to have in the next 20 years about how to build a city that matches the size of its population. If it does that, that's a very big deal, not just for Fresno, but for California, which really needs that part of the state, you know, among the poorest parts of the state, to succeed, to have a brighter future.
Okay, anybody hungry? Who's up for tacos? Joe Matthews is a syndicated columnist with Zocalo Public Square. He joins us every Thursday.